experience and our efforts in developing evidence for Guatemala decision makers about the introduction of new vaccines. Guatemala, located in Central America and bordered by Mexico, Belize, Honduras, and El Salvador, is a developing country with one of the lowest expenditures in health in the Americas, and with one of the highest rates of infant and maternal mortality. These low health expenditures helps explain why the MMR vaccine was introduced in Guatemala until the year 2001, one of the last countries in the region, depending only Haiti. In regard to the HIV vaccine, you can see that the introduction of the vaccine in Latin America began in late 90s, and that Guatemala was almost the last country in the region to introduce the vaccine. The flu vaccine will be introduced in Guatemala this December within the elderly and health personnel. A similar situation has occurred with the rotavirus vaccine. This vaccine has already been introduced in 7 countries in the region, including Panama, El Salvador, and Nicaragua in Central America. But Guatemala has still not introduced this vaccine. Taking into account this situation, that Guatemala has lagged in the introduction of new vaccines in comparison with other countries in the region, our general objective is to support the decision-making process in the introduction of new vaccines. Our objectives include reducing in the amount of time between the certification of new vaccines and their introduction in a developing country such as Guatemala, reducing the gap between the number of vaccines available in developed countries and those available in Guatemala, and developing a baseline to measure the impact of new vaccines. Within the immunization unit of PAHO, we are providing technical support and leading national, regional collaborative efforts so that there is evidence available to countries like Guatemala when making decisions about the introduction of new vaccines. Some of the topics we have been working on include conducting disease burden estimations, carrying out economic analysis, and diagnosing the cold chain storage capacity. Now, getting to the point about what has been done in Guatemala and some of the results we have. In 1999, Guatemala integrated the surveillance of rubella and measles. In 2005, a retrospective study of congenital rubella syndrome was carried out in 5 hospitals. This study showed that between 2000 and 2004, there were 210 suspicious cases, 45 compatible cases, and 5 confirmed cases. The treatment and rehabilitation costs of the 2,225 expected cases in Guatemala for the next 15 years has been calculated to be $151 million. Two seroprevalence studies showed that the seroprevalence in Guatemala was similar to that before the vaccine was introduced in developed countries. A cold chain analysis demonstrated that the country had sufficient storage capacity to store the 9 million doses of MR required for the national immunization campaign. Taking this evidence into consideration, the Ministry of Health decided to carry out the rubella and congenital rubella elimination campaign in April and May this year. At the end of the campaign, 99% of the target population was vaccinated. In regards to the influenza vaccine, in 2006, the country improved the capacity of the laboratories and the National Influenza Surveillance. This year, the country became a member of FluNet, and during the past 2 years, we have been sharing with the National Immunization Program and the National Center of Epidemiology the experiences and impact of the introduction of these vaccines in other countries in the region. Guatemala will introduce the flu vaccine in December of this year. Due to the financing support for PCR equipment and kits, as well as lab training and the establishment of hospital-based surveillance, Guatemala has been measuring rotavirus regional indicators since 2005. You can see. We now have data that shows that every year more than 2,000 children under 5 are hospitalized with diarrhea in the 5 hospitals where surveillance has been established. Around 50% of these cases meet the rotavirus diarrhea case definition. A stool sample has collected for over 70% of those cases that meet the case definition. We now know that in these 5 Sentinel hospitals, a combined total of 600 rotavirus cases are received every year, mostly between November and February. We have also learned about which kind of rotavirus genotypes have been circulating in the country over the past 2 years. In 2005, the G9PH genotype was the most frequently isolated. In 2006, it was the G2PH serotype. We still haven't received information for 2007, unfortunately. Through the application of FAHO's practical guide for the surveillance of the bacterial pneumonia meningitis in children under 6, Guatemala has become part of the regional vaccine system. Along with Guatemala, 19 countries in the region, 2 sub-regional labs in Brazil and Colombia, and 1 regional reference lab in Canada are participating. Becoming a member of CIDEVA project has enabled Guatemala to isolate and characterize the most frequent streptococcal serotypes. We have been able to prove that the heptavalent pneumococcus vaccine makes up 52.8% of the serotypes that are currently in circulation in Latin America. In the case of human papillomavirus, PAHO is supporting the analysis of the situation of cervical cancer in Latin America and the Caribbean. The PAP coverage is low due to limited access to health services and cultural barriers. Therefore, the vaccine would be a good intervention in addition to improve the PAP program. But the cost of the vaccine complicates its introduction. Remember, it's $120 by dose. In conclusion, we can say that without any doubt, there is already some evidence which should be considered by Guatemalan decision makers when making decisions about the introduction of new vaccines. There have been advances in the documentation of rotavirus. Guatemala will introduce the seasonal influenza vaccine this year. And cost-effectiveness study of the rotavirus vaccine is in process. The cold chain storage capacity is not sufficient to introduce new vaccines. However, we believe that there is much more need to be done in order to keep building evidence about the introduction of new vaccines in Guatemala and in this region in general. Our recommendations are increase the cold chain storage capacity before introducing new vaccines, carry out economic study for other vaccines, especially seasonal influenza and pneumococcal invasive disease, and design a lobbying strategy for legislators, health authorities, political leaders, and communicators. finally, we would like to thank all of the national and international institutions and organizations who are supporting PAHO's goal to generate scientific evidence for Guatemalan decision makers. Thank you.